This is Heather with MyHouseDeals.com, and today I'm speaking with Premium Elite member David Fauch. David is getting a refund of his initial upfront membership fee because he bought a property listed on MyHouseDeals.com during the first 12 months of his Premium Elite upgrade. Hi, David. How are you this afternoon?
Good. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good. David, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started in real estate investing?
Started about 10 years ago. I had my normal job and I just started talking with people. I had an interest in real estate investing and actually found a lot of my customers who I sold food to were real estate investors, and I just got talking, got started. I loved it, started doing it on the side of my job, and then about 3 years ago I quit my job and it's all I do now.
Okay, so you're full-time. You went from part-time to full-time?
Yeah.
Okay. About how many hours a week do you spend on your investing activities, and how is most of that time spent?
Probably 20 hours a week, 15, 20, depends how many deals are going. I spend time looking at deals, finding deals. I spend time talking with my network of, you know, realtors, sources. Recently, I've had to deal with contractor, home inspector, property manager, sort of dealing with all the people that are involved in the process.
Okay. Do you focus more on buying, fixing, and then selling, or buying, fixing, and holding as rentals, and why?
I do both. Kind of like to flip. I think everybody kind of likes flipping better because you get a big chunk of money and the money is more immediate and it's bigger. I just go where the opportunity is. Right now, there's opportunity to flip and to hold. And in the past, it was more about holding. It was more about flipping. And today, it's probably more about holding. But there's opportunity for both because ultimately, I think everybody knows that in the end, you want to have a lot of cash flowing properties. So that's something I'm working towards also.
Okay, so you're saying the flipping, you get instant gratification with that large chunk of money, and then with holding, you just have the cash flow. So both of them are good. Okay. What are your plans for the current deal that you purchased?
I'm actually looking at two exit strategies. My original plan was I bought the home, I rehabbed it, and it's done now. It's been done for about 5 days. And originally I was going to place a renter and sell it to an investor. And because I had access to a pretty good investor network to sell to.
Okay.
But actually when I finished the remodel and called up my contact for the investor network, they sort of changed their platform. And that avenue doesn't look as good. I sort of have to start over to find some investors to sell to. So what I've done is I put it on the retail market, and I'm going to try that out for a few weeks, and it would actually get me more money, and it's just a classic flip now. I'm going to give it a chance for 3 or 4 weeks, and then while I'm doing that, I'm going to be looking for a new investor networks to sell it to, and I'll probably, if I don't sell it retail, I'll probably sell it to an investor network.
Okay. What are some of the main things that you look for when you're inspecting a property, and are there any types of repairs that might be deal breakers that newbies should look out for?
You don't want any structural issues. You don't want foundation issues. I send a home inspector before I even, if I'm in contract, I have an accepted offer. I send a home inspector the first 1 or 2 days before I even send my earnest money. I'll have him check things out. You don't want big repair issues. You don't want foundational issues. And it depends on your remodel. For some people, replacing a roof and moving some walls is part of their plan. For me, that's not what I want to do, and I'm going to avoid things that really are past cosmetic. I want to make a home look really good, and if there's a few system things that need repaired, I'll do it. Like if the air conditioner needs repaired or replaced, things like that. But with my game plan, I don't want to run into a $30,000 remodel. I want a $10,000 remodel.
Okay. And when you get into the structural foundation problems that gets more expensive, more time consuming. How are you able to keep contractors on a schedule and within the budget that you set?
You know, I don't know. I've been lucky. I mean, it's been pretty simple. You know, you talk to some contractors, you do some bids, you get a feeling for what kind of people they are. I've been pretty lucky. I mean, they've pretty much did what they've said. Usually, it's so hard to be exactly on the bid you get. You know, they dig it in. They'll find a little thing. This one, my bid was 8,000 and it came in at 9,000 when it
Okay.
was all said and done. But he did a great job. He ran into a plumbing leak that he couldn't see. He ran into an air conditioner line leak. You know, so there was things he ran into that you have to fix that the home inspector didn't even see. So you do have to expect some over budget things, but they should be minor.
Okay. So I guess some good advice would be for new investors would be when they're setting their budget. Don't set it so high that if it went over, it would be a problem. Maybe lowball a little bit so that you do have a little bit of room for flexibility if something does come up.
Absolutely. You've always got to use conservative numbers. If you think you're going to buy it for something, think you're going to pay a little more. If you think you're going to sell it for something, think you're going to sell it for a little less. Try to fudge all the numbers in a conservative direction, so you can cover unforeseen costs that almost always come up.
Okay. Do you mind sharing the purchase price, cost of repairs, and ARV with us on your recent property?
Yeah, I bought it for 26. My closing cost plus rehab cost was 12, so 38 total cost for everything, including paying the utilities, paying the closing costs on the deal, paying the taxes that needed to, everything is 38. That's what's into it.
Okay, and what are you planning on selling it for?
That depends who I sell to. If I find a retail buyer, I'll probably sell it for about 65. If I find an investor, it'll probably be more like 55 to 60. But the investor is going to pay cash and close in a week or two, and the retail buyer is going to have it. I'm probably going to have to wait for an FHA seasoning period of 90 days, so it's going to take longer, and the bank may not appraise it. There's just more uncertainty, but higher price with the retail buyer. So either one's good.
Okay. What problem or need did you have that MyHouseDeals.com was able to satisfy?
Just another way to find deals. I was actually a little bit skeptical of the site. To be honest, I thought it was just someone's good idea to make a lot of money off a website. And I actually went into it because I thought, well, maybe I could find some private lenders or something, which that area I haven't utilized. But I actually did find a deal. I found an unlisted deal. The seller had had reasons to not put it on the MLS. And he was very motivated, and I got a really good deal.
Okay, good. What are some of your favorite features on the website?
Well, you can go through the homes, as they come up, and they're listed in the most current dated format, and I can just quickly check them out as I'm going through different resources looking for deals, and I can get a quick snapshot summary of a deal, and if it entertains my eye, then I'll look at it a little deeper, and if it still entertains my eye, then I'll keep going. So it's a quick way I can go into the website and check out the recent listings, and of course I get emails, and I'll check out stuff as they come. It provides a quick way to look at possibilities, and then I can dig into them as they catch my eye.
Okay. The housing market has been troubled for a few years now. Why have you chosen to invest while many others may choose to stay on the sidelines?
Well, right now, it's finally come down low enough to find a strategy and a market that works. It was really tough when things the first crashed and were spiraling down. That was a tough time. For about 2 years, I could not find a strategy that worked when things were spiraling down because they were still high priced enough so they didn't cash flow, but they were still spiraling down enough to where flipping wouldn't work. So cash flowing didn't work, flipping didn't work. It was just a real tough time. At least things are low enough so you can cash flow stuff now. Flipping's a little harder. There's some opportunity today that is better than a couple years ago.
Okay. Do you have any advice from your prior experience that you'd like to share with new investors?
Yeah, I would say this. I've had family and friends, sort of look at this, and I would say you have to have the right mentality to do this. It has to be a hobby. It has to be fun. You have to have your head into it. I found that making it a science, for me anyways, making it a science does not work very well because by the time you've made your conclusions, you're too late. It's better to do it as an art, where you're just going with the flow, your head's in the game, and everything tends to move fast, and it's kind of weird that way. But I would say you really need to like this. You need to have your head in it, and also you need to it's just got to be fun for you, and there's risk involved in it. And I'm personally, for whatever reason, I'm a risk kind of person. That's sort of my approach to it. I guess there's other ways to approach it, but for me, that's how I have to do it.
Well, thank you so much, David, for taking time to speak with us today, and we wish you luck in all your future investments.